Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Salam, dear listeners, and once again, good morning and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. And now, it's the time for the segment Soul Inspirations. It's 11 a.m. here in Radio Sai Studios. Well, before we start the segment Soul Inspiration, what you heard till now in the segment Morning Glory were two interviews. The one was the concluding part. The first interview was the concluding part of Dr. Sridharan Hariharan, the third episode, and the second interview was from a conversation with Mr. Mahesh Chandra Mehta. I hope you all enjoyed the conversation. Your feedback is very valuable to us, and you can write them to listener@radiosai.org. Well, before we begin the segment Soul Inspiration, dear listeners, I had asked a question in the beginning of the segment Morning Glory. And I got a very nice participation from you all. Well, the question was, which year Swami inaugurated the Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam? And the correct answer is 1962. And 11 listeners have given the reply. And now I would like to take out their names. The first reply was from Ms. Sujata Menon. She said, Swami inaugurated Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam in 1962. Thanks a lot for your programs on Radio Sai. Thank you, Sister Sujata, for the participation, and it's our pleasure to host the programs on Radio Sai, and it's a blessing from Swami. Thank you for your reply, and thank you for your participation. You have given the correct answer. The second reply is from Brother Bala Shankaran from Bharan. And Brother Bala gave the answer as 1st October 1962. In fact, when I asked the question, I was not ready. I was ready for only the year. I was not ready for the exact month and the date. And so I had to do a research, and I found it that you are right. The correct answer. You are perfect. You are given the correct, perfect answer. The 1st October 1962. That was the day when Swami inaugurated the Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam. Thanks for your participation, Brother Bala. The third reply is from Mr. Yoga Kumaran from Toronto, Canada. And Mr. Yoga Kumaran said, one of the four. In fact, that's the correct answer, because I had given four options as 1960, 1961, 1962, and 1963. And one of the four is actually a correct answer, but it is not one of the options. Right? So it's a wrong answer. Well, anyhow, thanks for your participation, Mr. Yoga Kumaran. And then the fourth listener is Mr. Devendran, and he also gave the exact answer as 1st October 1962 and also mentioned the link from where he got the answer. So thank you, Brother Devendra Kumaran, for the participation. Then we got the correct answer from Sister Divya Trivedi. Thank you, Sister Divya Trivedi, for the correct answer. And from Sister Tanu Sri Lutra, again, thank you for participation. And from Sister Tulasi Lakshmi. Thank you, Tulasi Lakshmi, Sister, for your participation and the correct answer. And then Brother Ajay Rajan from Chennai has given the exact answer as 1st October 1962. Thank you for the participation. Then Mr. Mohan Janardhanam Pula also gave the correct answer. Thank you for the reply and correct answer for the participation. Then I got two more replies, and it was one was from Mr. Sharma Pulela from USA. And Mr. Sharma Pulela gave the answer as 1961, which is a wrong answer, but anyway, thank you for the reply and thank you for the participation. And the last reply was from Mr. Pratap Makhodia from Bhavnagar, Gujarat. I know Pratap sir personally. Thank you, sir, for your participation. But I'm sorry, you gave a wrong answer. You gave the wrong answer. You gave the answer as 1963, which is wrong. The correct answer is 1962. Anyway, thank you for your reply and thank you for your participation. All right, dear listeners, now let's come to the segment Soul Inspiration. The time is 11:10 a.m. and we have got 20 minutes for the segment, short segment Soul Inspiration. And in this segment, I'll be playing for you the audio of an episode of our video series, Uncle Lance Tales. And that will be followed by an episode of our audio series, Melodic Stories. And that will be followed by the audio of a video of an episode of video series, Golden History. Well, have a listen, please, dear listeners. And I sign off for today. And I hope you liked the different programs of Radio Sai. Please give your feedback to listener@radiosai.org. So I'll meet you again, hopefully next Thursday at 9:40 a.m. for the segment Morning Glory. Till then, Jai Sai Ram, happy listening.
The mark of a true devotee. Once upon a time, Maharshi Narada was on his way to Vaikuntha, the abode of Lord Vishnu.
Pranams, O Venerable One.
Mahatma, you are the descendant of Brahma, the Creator, and a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. We are fortunate to have you in our midst.
Narada's name is synonymous with devotion indeed. Who else has the privilege to call on the Trinity at will?
Narayana Narayana. Humble salutations to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Oh, Narada, glad you have come. Why? You look so much pleased with yourself. What could be the reason?
My Lord, what shall I say? I am here after circumambulating the three worlds. And having seen the three worlds, I feel so grateful. That is why I am so happy.
Oh, I see. And what makes you feel so grateful?
Lord, I saw that everyone worships you to get worldly desires fulfilled. At that point in time, I felt grateful that, Lord, I have only one desire, which is you. I constantly sing your glory. I chant your name with my every breath, and I seek nothing else in this life. I saw that everybody, including the sages, bow down to me in reverence. And that made me feel so humbled and grateful that you have made me the greatest of your devotees.
Not quite so, Narada. That honor belongs to someone else.
Someone else? How come? Who could that be?
There. Look at that man, tilling his land so that he can feed his family. I suggest you pay that farmer a visit.
Have I heard you right, my Lord? You are asking me, a celestial sage, to go and visit a farmer on earth? What can I possibly do there?
You may learn what devotion is all about.
Learn from him? Lord Narayana Narayana, me? Learn from him? Let your will prevail, O Lord. Here I go.
Jai Sriman Narayan, Hari Om.
Ah, you woke up. Good. Now listen, wedding day of our daughter is barely 2 weeks from now, and we have to get many important things for the ceremony. You better go to the market today and don't forget to take our priest along for advice.
Yes, I remember. I already spoke to the priest. We are going tomorrow.
Thank God. What about repairs to the cattle shed? Rains have ruined it completely. I hope you are aware of it.
I know. I will set it right with the help of our laborer in a day or two.
You have been saying the same thing every day. Those two cows are our only source of income. We cannot afford if anything goes wrong.
I'm as concerned as you are, my dear. But tilling the land is urgent, so that we can sow the seed at the right time. I want to complete it today. I will be going to market with the priest tomorrow. I will repair the cattle shed the day after.
On your way to the farm, don't forget to remind the weaver about the saris we ordered for the wedding.
Sure, I will.
Interesting. He is so engrossed with these mundane things that till now he has taken the Lord's name only once. Anyway, I will shadow and observe him closely.
Sriman Narayan Hari Om.
That is the second time he uttered the Lord's name since morning. Thank God, he at least remembered to offer the food to the Lord before having it. There he goes. I really pity him. With so much work to do, he hardly has any time for prayers. Okay, at last, he is back home. I hope I can learn something about his worship, at least during the evening prayers.
Had your bath? Good. Your dinner is ready. Eat it before it gets cold.
Make my bed. I want to retire early. Have to get up early and go with the priest tomorrow. Om Sriman Narayan Hari Om.
That was the third and final time he remembered the Lord in the whole day? How does it make him a greater devotee than me? I am sure that Narayana must be pulling my leg. I will go to him right away. He owes me an explanation. Narayana, Narayana. Lord, I did as I was told. But do you know, the farmer did nothing exceptional except work like a bull from dawn to dusk. He utters your name just 3 times a day, no more. On the other hand, I constantly chant your name and sing your glory. Tell me, O Lord, how can that mortal be a greater devotee than me, this celestial sage?
Narada, that you must find out on your own. Will you do as I say?
Certainly, my Lord. I am your greatest devotee. I will obey every word of yours to the last letter. Just tell me what is it that you want me to do.
Here, Narada, take this pot of oil and keep it on your head. Now, I want you to go around the earth once and come back. But remember, you should not spill even a single drop of oil on the way.
But, Lord... may thy will prevail. Here I go, Narayana, with this pot of oil on my head. I will return soon. Narayana, Narayana, my Lord, I have accomplished the task that you assigned to me. I have gone around the world successfully without spilling even a drop of oil.
I had no doubt about your ability, Narada. But tell me, how many times did you chant my name while carrying the pot of oil around the earth?
Narayana, to be honest, actually, in my anxiety to prevent this oil from spilling, I completely forgot to utter your name. Not once did I take your name, but I was doing what you told me.
Narada, listen, that farmer is carrying on his head more precious and more responsible burdens than a pot of oil. He needs to be very careful so that he doesn't hurt anyone, even accidentally. He should therefore be more admired for remembering me at least 3 times a day. Do you get the point?
My Lord, you have opened my eyes. The praise lavished on me by the sages, they made me egoistic. I now understand what you wanted me to learn from that farmer. Sincerity is more important than the time that is spent in remembering you. Quality is more important than quantity. I am humbled, O Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Moral: even if you remember the Lord with thankfulness at least once or twice in a day, it is rewarding enough and confers you with great peace. Do not give up your worldly duties, but do them with the name of God on your lips, thus inviting the grace of God upon you.
It was the morning of December 8, 1973. Swami left Prashanti Nilayam for Vrindavan. After an hour or so of driving, he directed the 3 accompanying cars to turn off the road onto an uninhabited area of the forest. Soon Bhagwan alighted, and so did everyone. Swami was in a delightful mood, moving about among the men and joking with them. On one side of the picnic area was a wood apple tree. As Bhagwan was walking, suddenly a small apple, about 1 inch in diameter, fell from the top. Swami sweetly picked it up. Holding the small wood apple against the morning sun, Swami joyously said, "Here is the moon." As everyone looked, he instantly closed his fist, and when his hand opened again, in place of the apple was the most extraordinary object. It was a translucent disc, thin at the edges and thicker at the center. It reflected light in a brilliant way, and throughout its body was a puzzling variety of contours. There were dark areas of uneven shape and size, short and longer veins of luminous mineral-like materials of different hues, specks and dots of color that reflected brightly in the sunlight. It was indeed a sight of spectacular beauty. Everyone gazed at it with intense interest and wonderment. Now, holding the disc to the sun, Bhagwan revealed that it was indeed the moon in miniature form, made up of the moon's matter. In a way, it was a lovely mirror of the moon. Indeed, The visual imagery of the disc was so complex that none could readily understand it. However, Bhagavan clarified that the miniature moon was indeed exact and accurate to the original. After all had seen it, Bhagavan gave the moon disc to Dr. Hislop, who placed it in his pocket as it was time for breakfast. Once all had eaten, Dr. Hislop returned the disc to Swami, and Bhagavan now again held it up to the sun. To the amazement of the people around, there appeared a rich golden light all along the edges of this disc. Looking at their puzzled faces, Bhagavan smiled and said, "See, there is the sunrise." Even as everyone was admiring that golden light, in a moment, Bhagavan closed his hand, and when he opened it, it was gone. And the original small wood apple was back in his hand. That day, Swami revealed to the fortunate ones around him that creation and dissolution is just a play of the divine.
Chandar suraj tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye.
The Brahman willed, and the Anda or the universe manifested. He, the Brahmanda Nayaka, is the source of the Panchabhutas. Every particle radiates his glory, and every speck sings his story.
Brahmanda Nayaka Baba Pratipurishwar Baba. Chandar suraj tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye. ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा प्रतिपुरेश्वर बाबा.
story of Prahlada is symbolic of the state of modern education. A scientist par excellence, Hiranyakashipu, signifies contemporary education that is challenged by the eternal wisdom represented by Prahlada. None else can bring out the true essence of education as Prahlada did, even in the face of mortal threats by his father.
Narayana, Narayana, Nara, Om Hiranyaya Namaha.
Salutations, Narada.
Rajan, I hear that Prince Prahlada is coming home today after finishing his education. I couldn't control my enthusiasm to see the future monarch on this momentous occasion.
It was kind of you to come by, Narada. My entire being is filled with pride and anticipation as the bright future of the Danava race reveals itself in the form of Prahlada.